йому через шкло. Кльово б так, самому в хаті, скоро Різдво. І Миколай бородатий. Скоро українці будуть співати, не просто так, без причини, будуть колядувати. І Миколай бородатий. Миколай бородатий. Дивлюсь з вікно, сніг хлопатий. Хтось там йде до нашої хати. То не якийсь Дід Мороз, то Миколай бородатий. Мені принесе він нову гітару. До вас прийде також незабаром. Святий Миколай, Миколай бородатий. Миколай бородатий. А потім Різдво, Христос ся рождає, нова радість стала. Вертепи співають, падає сніг лопати. Чекаємо свята. Шинки, компаси і оселедці, пампушки і вушка, кутя і прецлі. Будем колядувати, і Миколай бородатий. Миколай Миколай бородатий. О-о-о, є, скоро Різдво. Миколай бородатий. О-о-о, скоро Різдво. І Миколай бородатий.
Веселих свят. Добрий вечір і вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на радіопрограму «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння. При мікрофоні Павліна, дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину. Hello there and welcome to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio. Happy holidays. I'm Pavlina, your host. Thank you so much for joining me. We've got a great program lined up for you. It is very much a happy holidays. We've got three holidays that we're going to be talking about today, so a very festive program. We've got a Christmas recipe coming up for you, and that is an unusual Christmas bread. As well, we've got a Ukrainian Jewish heritage, and it'll be telling you about Hanukkah, which we're right smack dab in the middle of right now. It is, of course, an eight-day festival, and it started on Tuesday. And we'll be telling you the story about that. As well, yesterday was St. Nicholas Day, according to the Julian calendar. So we've got a story about that as well. So stay tuned for all of that as well. Our usual proverb of the week, other items of interest, and great Ukrainian music, all on a very festive theme. We started out with Mikolai Borodate, which means Bearded St. Nick. And that was by Taras Chubai and friends. And we're going to move on to some Christmas music, because it's not traditionally by Ukrainian Christmas customs. We don't really get into Christmas celebrations until really the day of, or Christmas Eve anyway. So what we're going to do, because in North American tradition, of course, Christmas starts like, you know, right after Halloween, or sometimes before Halloween. These days you're hearing Christmas carols in the malls and you're seeing Christmas decorations all over the place. So in this keeping with the North American tradition, tradition. We'll be doing some Ukrainian renditions of mainstream English carols and some Ukrainian artists doing mainstream carols as well. So we're going to go on right now to Ruslana and a couple of very familiar Christmas carols.
Yeah. Thanks to the foresight and generosity of its donors, the Taras Shevchenko Foundation has been investing in the future of the Ukrainian-Canadian community for over 50 years. Since 1963, the Taras Shevchenko Foundation has been funding initiatives that strengthen our Ukrainian-Canadian identity and enhance our Ukrainian-Canadian cultural heritage. These include fine and performing arts and arts groups, museums, cultural centers, education, as well as authors, journalists, and the Ukrainian-Canadian media, including this program. The foundation strives to become the premier not-for-profit foundation in a Canada which acknowledges the Ukrainian-Canadian community as a fundamental component of Canadian society. Nash Hollis listeners are encouraged to support this vision through continued donations into the future. To apply for grants, make a donation, or for more information, visit ShevchenkoFoundation.com.
For the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can give a destitute family in Ukraine food, hope, and a better life. Please open your heart and share your good fortune. Sponsor a Ukrainian child today. Details at www.heart.ca. That's HART.ca.
The Ukrainian Community Society of Ivano-Franko in Richmond extends season's greetings to the listeners of Nash Hollis and the Ukrainian community in BC for a joyous Christmas and a happy and prosperous New Year. The Society was formed in 1937 and continues to welcome new members. For more information, visit www.ivanofranko.ca. Христос рождається, веселих свят і щасливого нового року!
that was the Kiev Chamber Choir, and of course, Away in a Manger. Up next, Picaridisca Terzia and the Little Drummer Boy.
To lay before the king, to honor him, when we come. Baby Jesu, I have no gift to bring, let's be to give our king, shall I pray for you, on my drum? Mary nodded, ba-ra-ba-bum-bum. The ox and lamb keep time, ba-ra-ba-bum-bum. I play my drum for him, ba-ra-ba-bum-bum. I play my best for him, ba-ra-ba-bum-bum. Then he smiled at me,
and now Ukrainian Food Flair with Sylvia Molnar. Tips for Ukrainian cooking.
Hello. The kalach, or traditional braided Christmas bread, whether round or oblong, is placed at the center of the Christmas table. A candle is set in the loaf, which is the centerpiece of the traditional table for Sviat Vachir, or Christmas Eve. The kalach is not eaten at this meal, but remains as the centerpiece throughout the evening. The ring shape of the kalach, without beginning or end, also reminds us of eternity, and historically, it is also believed that the loaf of bread made of fine Ukrainian wheat represented prosperity and a bountiful life. Here is a recipe for another Christmas ring bread called knish. This bread is only found in some regions of Ukraine, but is also part of the ritual dishes of Christmas Eve. The knish is specifically to remind us of the deceased members of our family. You'll need the following ingredients, so get your pans ready. For the dough, you'll need 1 package of dry yeast, regular or rapid, 1 cup warm water, 1 tablespoon sugar, 2 teaspoons salt, 1/4 cup oil, 3 to 3.5 cups of flour. For the filling, you'll need 2 large onions, finely sliced, 1/4 cup oil, salt, and freshly ground pepper. Dissolve the yeast and sugar in warm water. Stir in salt, oil, and 2 cups of the flour, mixing until smooth. This dough can be made in the food processor. Blend in enough remaining flour, 1 to 1.5 cups, to make a smooth dough. If using the food processor, the dough will come away from the bowl to make a soft ball. Knead for 5 minutes on a lightly floured surface. Place in a lightly oiled bowl and turn once. Cover with plastic wrap and let rise in a warm place until doubled in volume. To make the filling, just sauté the onions in oil on medium heat until onions are tender and cooked through. Cool. Season to taste with salt and freshly ground pepper. When the dough has doubled, punch down and roll out on a lightly floured surface into a rectangle 1/4 inch thick. Spread cooled onion on dough and roll up like a jelly roll. Form into a circle on a greased baking sheet. The loaf can be sliced every inch but not quite through to the center. Then can be slightly twisted and fanned out to make a beautiful loaf. Let the loaf rise until doubled. Brush top with oil and bake at 350 degrees Fahrenheit for about 50 minutes or until golden. The bread should sound hollow when tapped. So until next time, try it. It's Ukrainian.
Join us again next week for Ukrainian Food Flair with Sylvia Molnar.
Paul Grod, on behalf of Rodan Energy Solutions in Mississauga, Ontario, extends best wishes to the listeners of Nash Holos and the Ukrainian community in BC for a joyous Christmas and a happy and prosperous New Year. Христос рождається і щасливого нового року!
Ніч на Миколая. Хто проспав, хай інший шукає.
Hello, I'm Vasily Pavlovsky, and this is Cultural Capsule, especially for Nash Holos. When I was growing up, I had the good fortune of receiving gifts twice in the month of December, and it wasn't even my birthday. Gift giving at Christmas time is a fairly modern tradition in the Christian faith. In fact, the Catholic Church forbade the giving of gifts in the Middle Ages, only to later revive it as it became associated with St. Nicholas. However, it wasn't St. Nick or Santa Claus which was the first to hand me a gift in the month of December, but Святий Миколай. In certain regions of Ukraine, children would write him before the day of Святий Миколай, which falls on December 19th. They would leave their letter on the windowsill for him, but most important of all, they would say a prayer to him, asking for good health for themselves and their parents. Святий Миколай would come in the night between December 18th and 19th and bring the children presents and leave them under the child's pillow. However, if the child had received a switch along with their gift, it served as a warning to them. Simply put, they should think about their behavior, or the following year they may not receive a gift from Svyaty Mykolai. There are probably many individuals of the Ukrainian diaspora who can recall as children being prepared for what non-Ukrainians would call a Christmas pageant. But really, it was a Svyaty Mykolai concert, a theatricized production in which all children would be involved, all with a little verse to say, and often accompanied by song. One of the most famous songs that nearly all Ukrainian children know is Oy, kto, kto Mykolaya lyubit? Who loves Mykolai? Mykolai would often arrive and banish the devil from the stage. Then he would distribute gifts to the children, calling them by name and often asking them, had they been naughty or nice, prior to giving them their gifts. The theme of Svyaty Mykolai is not only ingrained in traditional Ukrainian folk songs, such as the one mentioned, it also has made its way into contemporary music. The opening phrase of the song is even used as a lead-in for Haida Maki's song, Nechai Nechai. Taras Chubai, back in 1995, released his song, Borodaty Mykolai, Birdy Mykolai, and sings about how he's going to get a new guitar, as well as all the great food that is possible after the Lenten period is over, with the coming of Ukrainian Christmas on January 7th. Though there are also modern arrangements of more traditional pieces, like the song Svyaty Mykolai by Menestrelli from Lviv. I'm Vasil Pavlovsky, and this week's Cultural Capsule featured the Ukrainian holiday of Svyaty Mykolai.
Від хати до хати, біленьким сніжком, ходить Святий Миколай з мішком, приносить дарунки на втіху, радості море і щирого сміху, хай осеніть своєю любов'ю, мудрості дасть і сили й здоров'я, ласкою серденько хай зігріває і усі мрії заповідні здійсняє.
час помагай, ми волаю. Тому святий Миколай, на всякий час помагай, ми
That was Dzvin from Ukraine and, of course, Oich Tochto, Mikolaja Ljubit, who loves Saint Nick. And before Vesel's story, you heard the Obuchiu Children's Choir from Ukraine, and that came to us courtesy .com recordings in Toronto. Вислухайте українську радіопрограму «Наш голос» радіо українського коріння на багатомовній радіостанції АМ1320 у місті Ванкувері. You're listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio on AM 1320 CHMB Vancouver. Up next, from Winnipeg, Duet Marina. Ukrainian Jewish Heritage. This special Nash Holos feature is brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative based in Toronto, Ontario.
Hanukkah is a joyous holiday celebrated every year by Jews around the world with the lighting of candles or wicks in olive oil on a candelabra called a menorah, or Chanukiah in modern Hebrew. Traditional Hanukkah treats include potato latkes, called pliatske, or derune in Ukrainian, and sufgoniot, donuts with jam, called pampushke in Ukrainian. There is also a tradition to give Hanukkah gelt, coins, and more recently, gifts to children. And there is a special Hanukkah dreidel game. A dreidel is a top, or dziga, in Ukrainian. Hanukkah is actually a relatively minor Jewish holiday. There are no religious restrictions on work, other than a few minutes after lighting the candles. In North America, however, as a symbol of Jewish identity, Hanukkah has assumed a place equal to Passover, largely due to its proximity on the calendar to Christmas. As a result, in this part of the world, Hanukkah has integrated several Christmas-related customs, in particular, extensive gift-giving and Hanukkah parties. The lit menorah is placed in windows or at the doors of Jewish houses during the festival alongside neighboring Christmas lights. In Ukraine, during Soviet times, Judaism could not be practiced freely, so there was no way to buy a menorah. It wasn't even possible to see a menorah in museums, as it was considered a forbidden religious item. Yet the tradition was kept secretly. Even Jewish prisoners in Soviet jails and concentration camps stubbornly sought a way to fulfill the commandment. If they were not able to find candles or a vessel to fill with oil, they made Hanukkah lights out of a half potato with sunflower oil and wicks out of cotton. Hanukkah, known as the Festival of Dedication and also the Festival of Lights, commemorates the victory of the Maccabees over the Syrians in 165 BCE. The Syrian invaders wanted Jews to renounce their god and turn to idolatry. Hanukkah also honors the memory of the rededication of the Holy Temple in Jerusalem. The temple had been defiled by the Syrians, who, among other things, erected a statue of Zeus in the temple. An integral part of the temple service was keeping the lights of the golden menorah burning all the time. Only high-quality olive oil produced by priests in ritual purity was acceptable to be used in this service. The tradition tells us that when the temple was recaptured by Jews, only one small vessel of consecrated oil was found, enough for just one day. The oil was immediately lit, and miraculously, it sufficed for 8 days until new oil was prepared. Jewish sages established Hanukkah as a festival for this length of time to commemorate the miracle and the triumph against religious oppression. Today, as in years past, lighting the menorah is the essence of celebrating Hanukkah. Every Hanukkah night, Jewish families get together to light the menorahs, with oil to commemorate the miracle of the temple, or with usual candles. Each night of the festival, an additional candle is lit until, on the last night, 8 candles are burning. Each candle has its own special meaning. On the first night, a light for freedom. On the second night, a light for tolerance. On the third night, a light for peace. On the fourth night, a light for courage. On the fifth night, a light for knowledge. On the sixth night, a light for charity. On the seventh night, a light for responsibility. On the eighth night, a light for continuity. Today, Jews in Ukraine celebrate Hanukkah freely. The Jewish community gatherings on Hanukkah demonstrate the triumph of the deeply held belief in the Almighty over totalitarianism. Just as with the first Hanukkah, faith triumphed over idolatry and oppression. On this Hanukkah, as on every Hanukkah, Jews wish for each other to be blessed with light and peace in all homes and for peace around the world. Shalom.
Join us again for another episode of Ukrainian Jewish Heritage here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative.
Hanukkah, Hanukkah, Yontef Hashener, Alustiger, Freilicher, Niton, Ochazener, Alle Nacht in Dreidel spielen mir, Sudikese, Latkes, Essen mir, Geschwinder sind Kinder, die Hanike, Lichter, Lachon. Lass mir alle singen, lass mir alle springen und lass mir alle tanzen in Korn. Lass mir alle singen und lass mir alle springen und lass mir alle tanzen in Korn. Hanukkah, Hanukkah, komm, light the menorah, Let's have a party, we'll all dance the hora. Gather round the table, we'll give you a treat. Dreidels to play with, latkes to eat. And while we are playing, the candles are burning low. One for each night, they shed a sweet light to remind us of days long ago. One for each night, they shed a sweet light to remind us of days long ago. Playing, the candles are burning low. One for each night, they shed a sweet light to remind us of days long ago. One for each night, they shed a sweet light to remind us of days long ago. Yemei HaChanukah, Chanukat Migdashenu, Vigilu v'Simcha, Memalim et Libenu, Laila v'Yom Svivoneinu Yisov, Suganiyot Nochal Bamlarov, Ha'iru Adliku Neirot Chanukah Rahabim, Al Hanisim ve'Al Haniflaot Asher Cholelu Ha'Makabim. Al hanisim ve'al haniflaot asher cholelu ha'makabim. One for each night, they shed a sweet light to remind us of days long ago. One for each night, they shed a sweet light to remind us of days long ago.
International Airlines North America extends best wishes to the listeners of Nash Holos and the Ukrainian community in BC for a joyous Christmas and a happy and prosperous New Year. Ukraine International Airlines is Ukraine's leading international airline. From its base in Boryspil Airport in Kyiv, along with its international partners, UIA connects Ukraine to more than 3,000 destinations worldwide and domestically. Find them online at flyuia.com. Христос рождається, веселих свят і щасливого нового року.
Свята ніч тиха. Ясність б'є від зірниць, дитинонька пресвята, така ясна, мов зоря, спочива в тихім сні.
Ukrainian-American singer Andriana Knapp. Up next, the Ukrainian Banduras Chorus, also known as Kapelya Banduresteo imena Tarasa Shevchenka.
Oh,
Here's what's coming up this week in Vancouver's Ukrainian community. If you're organizing a Ukrainian cultural event, we'll be happy to announce it here free of charge. As well, please send in your suggestions, special requests, and dedications. Your comments are always welcome. Email producer@noshholos.com or fill out the form on the events page at the Nosh Holos website. You can also call us at 604-227-0942 or record and leave your own audio announcement at our website, noshholos.com. On Wednesdays, catch Nosh Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio broadcasting live from Nanaimo to North and Central Vancouver Island, the Gulf Islands, the Sunshine Coast, Northwest Washington State, and in the Greater Vancouver listening area. Wednesdays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific Time on CHLY Radio Malaspina, 101.7 FM on the radio dial, and streaming online at chly.ca. Channel 8 Omni airs two Ukrainian language TV shows in the Vancouver viewing area. Kontakt TV Sundays at 7 a.m. with repeats Tuesdays at 9 a.m. and Thursdays at 7 a.m. And Forum TV Sundays at 8 a.m. with repeats on Tuesdays at 10 a.m. and Thursdays at 12 noon. And at 6 p.m. on Saturday evenings, flip your radio dial right back here to AM 1320 CHMB Vancouver or catch the live stream at am1320.com. And join me for another hour of fun on Nosh Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. In between broadcasts, make sure to follow Nosh Holos and me on Facebook and Twitter. And for audio archives, transcripts, podcast feeds, and more, visit our website at www.noshholos.com.
The Svitanok Chorus of Vancouver extends best wishes to the listeners of Nosh Holos and the Ukrainian community in BC for a joyous Christmas and a happy and prosperous new year.
Христос рождається, веселих свят і щасливого нового року.
From Calgary, that was Коріння. Ну, ми вже скінчили нашу програму, вже час додому і сказати до побачення. Але перед тим, я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. Не входь до чужої хати з брудними червяками і словами. And our proverb of the week translates as, do not enter into another's house with dirty shoes or words. Very good advice for this season. Well, that just about wraps it up for another edition of Nosh Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. This is our pre-Christmas program. Next week, we will be starting in earnest. Actually, we'll be starting on Wednesday on the Nanaimo edition of Nosh Holos, which is Christmas Eve or Christmas Eve show, two-hour edition from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., 101.7 FM on the radio dial and online chly.ca. Meanwhile, we'll leave you with the Primake brothers. I'm Pavlina on behalf of all of us here at Nosh Holos and AM 1320. Thanks for listening and Dobranich!
Білий сніг блищить, коли кутком чить, молодина сміх радісно звучить, дзвоники дзвенять, серце веселять, як гарно разом їхати, пісеньку співать. Ей, передзвін, лине у полях, ой, як весело вдвох мчати у санях. Передзвін, лине у полях, ой, як весело вдвох мчати у санях. Десь день чи два тому я запросив кому, бо що за радість їхати у санях одному. Аж капа як на гріх занесла просто сніг, за метових наскинула каже нам бусліг. Передзвін, лине у полях, ой, як весело вдвох мчати у санях. Сьогодні ніч ясна, дзвінка пісенька луна, гуляймо ж, друзі, весело, бо юність нас одна. Як коника візьму, вівса йому сипну, і як у поле вийдем, усіх пережену. Гей, передзвін, лине у полях, ой, як весело вдвох мчати у санях. Передзвін, лине у полях, ой, як весело вдвох мчати у санях. Передзвін, лине у полях, ой, як весело вдвох мчати у санях.